You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Tribulation's coming. Why? Well, let me explain it to you. We violate God's laws. We refuse to obey Him. Christianity is as guilty as the pagans. One of the things we do on a regular basis is we murder babies. Leviticus 20, verse 2, again, you shall say to the children of Israel, whoever of the children of Israel or of the strangers who dwell in Israel who gives any of his descendants to Molech, he shall surely be put to death. The people of the land shall stone him with stones. I will set my face against the man and cut him off from his people because he has given some of his descendants to Molech to defile my sanctuary and profane my holy name. And if the people of the land should in any way hide their eyes from the man, when he gives some of his descendants to Molech and they do not kill him, then I will set my face against that man and against his family. I will cut him off from his people and all who prostitute themselves with him to commit harlotry with Molech. God doesn't take kindly to killing babies. There are Christians out there, people that claim they're Christians, people that claim they're in a covenant relationship, that have murdered their babies and have not repented, and if the situation came up again, they would murder their babies again, and they think they're Christians. I'm sorry, you're not. God doesn't allow this. If you have not repented of this, or if you're a man and you have pressured a woman into murdering your baby, you're just as guilty. You whore yourself out to Molech. You committed adultery against God. You sacrifice your children on the altar of Molech. Here's another one, very common in the church. Exodus 20, verse 14. You shall not commit adultery. Oh boy, where do I start on this? We send our children to public schools where God is banned and they're taught paganism and sexual perversion. That's right. The federal school system turns children into little perverts. It's wrong. And you sacrifice your children on the altar of the Molech to risk them deceiving your children, telling them that they're transgender, telling them that, confusing them, for crying out loud, destroying them. Deuteronomy 4:9 says, only take heed to yourself and diligently keep yourself, lest you forget the things your eyes have seen, lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life, and teach them to your children and your grandchildren, especially concerning the day that you stood before the Lord your God in Horeb, when the Lord said to me, gather the people to me, and I will let them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me, and they may live on the earth, and that they may teach their children. You know, if you've turned your children over to the public brainwashing system, and they turn them into little sexual perverts, and then you wonder why the world is so screwed up. This country routinely violates 81 of the 133 categories of law that God commands us to observe on a day-to-day basis, rejecting almost two-thirds of them. Do we honestly believe that we can continue to do this without any response from God? Do we really believe that we can openly live in rebellion against God and He'll ignore this forever? Two-thirds of God's laws are violated on a normal basis every day of the week. Repent. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.